Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your Wednesday morning on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team. And my name, for those of you who don't know, is Maura Lustig, and I live with my husband, Dr. Jeff Lustig, in Peterborough, Ontario. And we have been with Isagenics for over 7 years. I'm a 3-star Golden Circle, and I love helping people to be able to share the gift of Isagenics with others. So on this week, what's happening is we are focusing in on the topic of rank advancing because, of course, there's a deadline looming. It's a wonderful thing. Before I get into training, though, I would love to hear some shares, victories, gratitudes. Who wants to go first? And I would love to hear several. And it doesn't have to be big and juicy. It can just be something that you feel good about.
I have a couple things, Maura. It's Jen.
Great, Jen.
Hey, well, I have a friend who joined us yesterday. After several months of, you know, going back and forth, she decided it was her time, so I'm excited for her to feel her best. And also, I was able to use the postcard yesterday that Kevin shared with a girl that I've had a couple conversations with, but she gave me her contact information yesterday, and she will be getting some information today.
Beautifully done, Jen. Great follow-up. You know, you're being systematic here. You've got it broken down into the steps, and you're going through one piece at a time. Excellent. And question for you, Jen, are you doing something consistently on a daily basis? Do you kind of set a target for yourself each day?
Well, a target would be 3 people every day to talk to. That doesn't always happen, but that's my goal.
Okay. And so you're consistently connecting with at least 1 to 3 and hopefully more.
Right.
Good. Excellent. Who's next? Who else has something to share?
I would like to share.
And hi, who's this?
This is Kathleen.
Okay, Kathleen, go ahead.
I joined Isagenics on Thursday of last week, and I have lost 15 pounds.
Woohoo!
Wow. Oh, I'm doing the happy dance for you. That is fantastic.
It
15
is wonderful.
Pounds? In one week?
Yeah, because I've had thyroid problems. I've had all sorts of issues where I can't lose the weight.
Uh-huh.
And this is amazing for me.
Well, I've got a question for you. And that would be the person who enrolled you. What role have they played? What role have they played?
Pretty much just supporter. And she showed me that she just stayed on it consistently. I investigated Isagenics for 2 years. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, I was very afraid to get on the products because I've got lots of food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So I was afraid to even try them. And finally, I was just like, I can't get this weight off. I have to do something.
Uh-huh.
And my mom has been on it for 2 years, and she went from wearing my pant size to wearing a size 8. And I was just amazed, and I was like, I have to try this, even if something happens. And I went to my doctor, and I did all the baseline checking, like Dr. Messina was talking about on a Super Saturday, and I tried it, and I'm doing okay. And
you're doing better than okay.
Yeah.
You are going to be a walking billboard.
I am, and people are already saying, what are you doing? And I got to talk to 5 people yesterday, like we talked about on the call yesterday, and then I put a post on Facebook, and I've gotten 10 comments.
Good for you. Look at you go. And you don't sound like you're anything beyond the start group, so just can I ask, how old are you?
I'm actually 36.
Oh, you don't even sound that. You sound like you're just under 35. Well, and you're just on the cusp. You've just kind of, you can really still step in both worlds. That's fantastic.
I've been going to the Monday night meetings with Lindsay Schwartz, too. That's amazing.
I'm so glad that you've plugged into the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team calls. Even within 1 week of joining, I said, is this your first call, or have you been on several?
Oh, I've been on since Thursday.
Yeah, so what was it that helped you make the decision to commit to these calls? How did you learn about them?
My mom actually is on them all the time, and my upline, Lauren Skinner, he's on them too.
Okay.
So they're on here regularly.
Beautiful. So you are being supported by 2 incredible women and more.
Well, Lauren's a male.
Oh, sorry. So, but two
That's
people.
okay.
Two
Yes,
incredible
two people.
people.
They are
And then, of
wonderful.
course, you've now plugged into this community that is here to help you grow as well. Well
Yes.
done. I'm so glad you stepped out and share. I'll take one more share. Who else would like to go?
My name is Joyce. I live in Colorado, and I
Good
just
morning,
signed
Joyce.
up for
Go
the
ahead.
program yesterday, actually.
Did you
I
say you
haven't even got
started
my
yesterday?
product yet. Yes.
Oh, I love it. Now, here is another. You're a beautiful example of how you have a sponsor who has taken a stand for really introducing you to this community, for letting helping you see the vision, the bigger picture of what Isagenix is. And you have said yes. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, you're going to find that your life is completely changed 1 year from now.
I'm on a conference call.
Indeed. So you mean in addition to this one, you've got another conference call that you're on a regular basis with your team?
No, this is all. My husband.
Well, this is the beginning, my dear. This is the beginning of the rest of your life. Your whole world is going to expand. Very cool. I'm so glad
I
you
hope
stepped out and let us know. And your products are arriving, and there is so much support for you to get the results with your program. Awesome. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and get started on training for today. I love this topic. This week we're focusing in on rank advancing because there is this deadline looming. It's Canada Day, so I want to celebrate the fact that you've got 15 days to become an executive in order to qualify for the Crystal Executive status, rank advancement. So, first of all, with a show of hands, who is terrified and feels they can't do it, or who is excited and says, I'm going for it? I can see all the hands going up saying you're all going for it.
I'm going to go for it.
Wonderful. And I'm sure there are just as many that are saying, I don't know about this. Going for it is the answer, of course. Because what is it they say about when you aim for the moon and you fall on the stars? I know I've got that wrong. But
shoot for the stars. If you miss, you'll hit there. Shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll land among the stars.
Thank you, Kevin. Yes, it is true. And so I'm going to cover three things today. They're three big things. First is going to be a bit of mindset. The second is going to be having written plan and goals. And the third is going to be about being in action. I want to tell you a story, an example of how this can connect with what we're doing. You know, well, you don't. Some of you know that I just spent 10 days in Germany. I was over there visiting longtime friends who I have known for 42 years, ever since I spent 3 months there during high school. And we have been going back and forth and visiting each other ever since. Our children have visited each other, and it's been something that it's changed my life. And I would compare that to Isagenix as well, because when I go to Germany, I don't go as a tourist. I don't consider my friendship with them as a little thing or as a hobby. For me, it's about family. It's about becoming part of something and giving so much that my heart bursts each time. And Isagenix is the same way. In order to get what you want out of your life, and you've decided that Isagenix is the vehicle for that, and it should be because it's the perfect vehicle, then you can't dabble. This is not a hobby. You've got to go all in. That's where the juice is. It's like a marriage. You don't put 50% into the marriage and hope the partner puts 50% in. You put 100% of yourself in and lean into the relationship, giving it all you've got. And it's their job to do the same. And you're not responsible for what they do. You're only responsible for yourself. Jeff and I, we have a little phrase we say to each other, I'll take care of me for you. You take care of you for me. So something happened to me on the way over to Germany. I was my flight was delayed from Toronto to Munich, where I had to switch flights and then go on to Hanover. And that was completely beyond my control. Now, I want to compare that to if you have not done anything yet about getting started, doing the run towards executive, then you know, don't play victim around it. Just treat it as being it is what it is. I haven't done anything yet, but it's not over, okay? Like, there's still 16 days, and that's when most activity usually does occur. So my plane was late. When I got there, the minute I got off, I looked for a Lufthansa agent standing near the entrance, the exit to the, you know, where the plane lands, and said, okay, I need to make a connecting flight. I told her the flight number, and she looked at me and she said, you'll have to run. Okay, so I had no idea what that meant because I have never been to Munich Airport. I just knew the gate number, and I took off like a rabbit, dragging my, you know, my carry-on luggage and bundled up in my coat, hot, tired as could be, right? But I took off like a rabbit. What I didn't know was that I would have to go up one level, down another level, change terminals, go through security again, then get into the next building and go right to the end of the building where the gate was for my next flight. Perhaps if she had told me all of that, I might not have hurried. But either way, I was determined that I was going to catch that flight. And what happened was I actually missed the flight by 10 minutes. I ran so hard, I was so out of air, I was exhausted, I was huffing and puffing. Well, what happened? Again, I want to emphasize here, the point of telling this is that we do not play victim, okay? I gave it my all. I put every ounce of effort into trying to make that flight, knowing it would be tight, knowing I might not make it, but willing to put myself fully into it to see what I could do, so that I would feel good about the effort at least, that I wasn't being complacent. And when I got to the gate, the plane was actually still there, but they wouldn't let me board because I had missed the boarding time by 10 minutes, and they had probably closed the door already, right? Well, the attendant at the desk, I didn't ask for anything. She just said, we'll have to reschedule you for the next available flight. So I sat down trying to catch my breath, and she looks over, and she suddenly walks over to me with a ticket in her hand, and she says, I'd like you to go to the business class lounge, and we've upgraded your flight for the next step of the journey. I'm so sorry about the challenge, and please go and have a meal and have a drink on us, and hopefully you'll feel better and ready for the flight in a couple of hours. That's a clue, okay? That's about, you know, if you don't play victim, if you take responsibility for what's going to happen next, if you play all out, it is recognized. It is appreciated. You will feel better about yourself. Whether or not you hit Crystal Executive in the next 16 days, yes, you want to hit it. And I'm going to go over a million reasons why. But I want you to get that there's no excuse for not going for it. So one of the things that I watched on the plane, and some of you may have seen this, you know how you watch the movies on the plane, was the movie Cinderella. Who knows what the line is in that movie that Cinderella's mother said to her on her deathbed, and which Cinderella repeats, and I would say is the theme for the entire movie. Who knows what those words are?
I think it was
something about having courage.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Exactly. Yes, it is two pieces. It is have courage and be kind.
Mm-hmm.
The courage to step into your fear, because everything we do is about managing fear. Know that this is a big, hairy, audacious goal going for Crystal Executive, whether you need one consultant still or you need 10. It's a big goal, and you're probably thinking, I don't know if I can do it or not. But on the other hand, you're thinking, I really want it. Well, I'm going to ask you to say to yourself, picture yourself on July 16th, the day after the deadline, and you haven't played all out, and everyone around you did, and they are getting it. They are the ones that are going to be recognized on stage at Celebration. They are the ones that will be invited to the leadership meeting at Celebration. They are the ones that are going to have the $1,000 bonus. Damn it all. You're every bit as capable as anyone else, and the only thing that holds you back sometimes is that you don't believe you can do it, because the steps, the systems are there for you. It is very straightforward. This is a very simple business. And trust me, you have what it takes. Even by showing up on this call, you have already stepped into leadership and you are supported by community, friends who want what you want and are taking the steps as well. So have courage and be kind. And when I say be kind, number one, be kind to you. we tend to be our own worst critics. You know, as Susan Sly said it on the Team Success call a week ago, she said 1% doubt is, 100% lack of belief. Trust in the process. Trust that whether you actually hit Crystal Executive or not, that you will feel so much better about yourself for having really put everything into it. It's about the journey as much as it is about the destination. And you're going to have to be strong in the process, too. You know how when you build a fire, I mean, you know, we have 16 days. Normally when you build a fire, you'll put paper and kindling and you'll put the little logs on top and then gradually keep building it up. But right now, it's time for all-out massive action. Instead of going quickly, I want you to go buy some fire starter liquid because we're going to light a fire during the next 16 days. It's time to sprint. Treat this like a game. It's now o'clock. Don't treat it like a business for the next 16 days. Treat it like a game. Go back to being a kid in school. And you everybody's got the same deck of cards, but who is it that loves to play the game and often ends up winning the hand? There's no guarantee that they'll win. But they tend to beat the odds, right? And as they say with a lottery, the only way you can win is by buying a ticket. And that means, in this case, doing the work. Feel the fear, feel the doubt, feel the uncertainty, and then take action, because action creates dopamine. Just by, because you don't know, you can be down in the dumps. Stay plugged into this call. Stay plugged into regular affirmations. Do whatever you have to do for self-care for your mindset during the next 16 days, because you're going to need to. There's going to be a ton of wall-kicking moments for you. I guarantee it. And whatever doesn't grow your wallet is going to grow your character. We have to be passionate when we talk to other people. That's in creating that sense of excitement and urgency. So why is it so important to be an executive? An executive equals leadership. Don't settle for anything less. What you will gain is self-respect, recognition. It's the attraction factor. People are drawn to people who step into their fear because they want to be more like that. And this is where Isagenix starts sharing the ridiculous money. You have to get to executive in order to really play. Everything else leading up to that is helping you get there and pointing in the right direction. That's why the incentives are created. Because Isagenix, Jim and Kathy, they want to help you become a 6- and 7-figure earner. These are the breadcrumbs leading you there. Get to executive and be amazed at just how many people are already executive. So many people treat this as an insurmountable goal when, in fact, it's really not at all. I mean, think about it. Last year at Celebration, you had to be a director to get into the leadership meeting. This year, 12,000 people are going, and you have to be an executive even to get in the room for the leadership meeting at the beginning of the event. That's a clue. If they can do it, so can you. So plan. How do you eat an elephant? Well, we do it one bite at a time, right? So the elephant is Crystal Executive. But we do it one consultant at a time. And let's break down that further. How many orders do we need to go from zero to becoming an executive? How many orders do we have to have in our team?
30.
Who knows? 30, yes.
30.
That's 10 plus 2, right? Like 10 people, and each of them have 2. So steps to take. Print off the applications. I mean, if you haven't already started doing this at the beginning of the week, then it's now o'clock. Do it today. Get the applications. Put them in groups of 3. How many of you already are familiar with the Crystal Map, the Crystal Executive Run Map? Is there anyone that doesn't know what I'm talking about?
I haven't a clue.
Good. I love this. That's why you're on this call, okay? Can anyone, without me saying it, what was your first name?
Joyce.
Joyce, thank you, Joyce. So who can tell Joyce where to find the Crystal Executive Map?
Google.
Okay, yeah, that's one good way, Kevin, and I hadn't even thought of that. Excellent. What else?
Allinonebusiness.net.
Yes, excellent. And I've got a favorite. What would that be? What's one of the websites that I always talk about?
Business.
Yes, isagenixbusiness.com would be my favorite place to take any one of you right now. Because when you get there, I want you to press the tab for Start Here. Isagenix has designed this for you themselves. Everything is right there at your fingertips. And in the Start Here section, there is literally everything to begin. There are four different sections. But go to the Start Here tab today, and you can see the crystal map. You can see everything in there and beyond. And you're going to write in the names of the people you have in mind and put it in pencil. This is a moving target, but you've got to write it out. Writing it out has magic. It has power. And for the places where you don't have an actual name yet, then put in top qualities. You've heard other leaders talk about this as well. Put in the qualities of the people that you seek to partner with. So have compassion, but no self-pity this week and next week. There's no room for that. There's no time for that. Be compassionate because, you know, we don't stand in judgment of others. We don't make assumptions. We don't take it personally. If we do, we're dead in the water. So these are life-building skills, right? It's far more than just about isogenics. Everything that you learn in the process of becoming an executive will be stuff that transfers into every single aspect of your life. There's no space for a victim mentality. So we talk sometimes about the different enemies that we encounter in the process of evolving as a leader and building a business. And they are rejection, deception, attrition, and apathy. Rejection is probably the hardest one for me that I always still, have to work on brushing it off and going on to the next person. And the only way to handle rejection is to quite literally pick yourself up and immediately speak to someone else instead. Otherwise, you will find that it sets you back. And when that happens, we tend to drop in our energy level. The key is, if you hit a rejection, like let's say you're making calls, you don't stop until you get to a yes. And then what you'll find is that when you hit the yes, you'll want to do another one because the dopamine immediately kicks in. I would say it's comparable to a sugar fix. if I have an E-shot, that's the same thing as getting a yes. And the three J's, jealousy, judgment, and justification, all of these things I've just described are going to hit you. Know that you're not alone. Know that literally everyone is going to be encountering them at the same time. So there's no excuses for you to pull back. Just work your way through it. You're in a forest. Keep pushing through the trees. Now, get an accountability partner, whether you're in a group of three, you're on this call with us each morning, but in addition to that, maybe reach out to anyone. It doesn't have to be someone you're financially linked to. And have an accountability partner, someone who you can text back and forth with daily saying, how did it go? Someone who you could perhaps do a three-way call with. But either way, someone who's helping you be accountable to yourself. And set small, achievable goals centered around the new enrollments and developing of consultants. So we talk about 3, 3, and 3 in terms of the daily income-producing activity. What are they? What are the 3, 3, and 3?
Three contacts, 3 follow-ups, and 3 pouring greatness into others.
Barbie, no, Cindy, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cindy, thank you for stepping out and doing that. Yes, it is. So if that's true, and we have 16 days, is that number going to be enough?
No.
No, it's not. This is now o'clock. This is, okay, you're late for the plane, and it's time to run. You got to sprint like a rabbit right now. You can relax later. So now I would say double it. I'm not kidding. At the very least, it's maybe 5 to 6 new connections per day. And then same with the follow-ups. And still continue to pour greatness into others as well, right? Create or review your contact list and identify those who you believe would want to achieve consultant. And start with them. This is called like going for the low-hanging fruit. Look for people in your if you're new, you may not have people like this, but there are others on the call who have been in isogenics for quite a while. Look at people in your downline who have business volume that are built up, where if they were to become a consultant, they would immediately generate commission cycles as well. Look for someone who has one person enrolled to them, doesn't have the second person yet. And look for people that are, they were with you before, perhaps they've gone inactive, that, invite them to come back. And what I really do, Jeff and I have about 20 consultants. We consistently maintain that level. And they aren't all business leaders. Far from it. Because after all, like 84% of the people with Isagenics are actually product users. And I came in as a product user. I'm sure most of you did as well. You didn't come in because of the opportunity, although the opportunity is so huge, you're probably kicking yourself because you could have done that even sooner. But you've decided to say yes because of the emotional and visible results of the products, which are life-changing. So know that that is true for virtually everyone that you enroll. You have to accept that. And then how do we, though, convert that person into someone who will share with others? We have to speak their language and meet them where they're at. I always paint the vision of the entire picture of what Isagenics has to offer. I always talk about income as well. But I understand where they're at. And so I don't use jargon. I don't talk about PIBs. And, I talk about rebate and referral bonuses. And I talk about, shopping at Costco. And, geez, I wish Costco would pay me to shop there. After all, Isagenics does. I talk about how I make an assumption that anyone that I'm helping to get results physically, that I'm expecting them to get results financially, although I'm not painting this scenario of having to build a big team to them at that initial point. I just want to help them get their rebate. I want to help them help at least two people, knowing their results will increase, and they deserve to get that. And if I don't make a point of making it really clear to them that I expect them to get their products for free, then I'm doing them a disservice. And I'm not doing my job as a sponsor. So we're converting product users, and when we do, they will stay forever as consultants. You help someone to share with a couple of people, and it may just be that it's a spouse and a son or a daughter, a family member. They're not ready to embrace more than that initially most of the time because they perceive it as selling. Now, you and I know Isagenics is not selling, but they don't know that yet. So we ease them into the transition phase of starting simply by, finding two warm bodies to help people use some of the products with them. And sometimes it'll be that I help a person split their own order by enrolling a spouse and enrolling the spouse with a qualifying program, which the first person would have used anyways, and then ordering 100 points of additional product through their own site. It's incredible how simple this is when you take off the great big pressure that we put on ourselves to go find business builders and go build this big team. Start small. It will grow. If you can help one person not only become a consultant, but become a manager, they are 10 times more likely to become an executive, because by becoming a manager, you have already stepped into leadership. You have not just helped two people get healthier. You've helped two people become wealthier. And your whole feeling about yourself will change when you do. Never, ever give up. All 10 consultants must be active at the same time on at least one day by the July 15th deadline. So right now, this week, you should be filling your pipeline. You should be texting, calling people, setting appointments, and then using the tools. Show your product users the Getting Started video. It's right in their back office. Invite them to an event. Host a launch party of your own. Get them to a webinar. Do a three-way call. And because social proofing, hearing it from someone else, not just from you, is incredibly important on so many levels. So we talked about allinonebusiness.net. We talked about Googling. We talked about isagenicsbusiness.com and pressing the Start Here tab. And Susan Sly has also created the 3-Star Playbook, which you'll find at isateamsuccess.com. She's just such a wonderful leader. So strategize. You could offer incentives this week to help them enroll. Even though Isagenics may have already finished the deadline for its incentives, you are in business for yourself. You could decide to offer free shipping or free membership this week to new people getting started until July 16th. And to help people in your team become a consultant, you could offer for this period to do a little bonus of your own called a Crystal Consultant Bonus, where you would offer them an additional $50. They will get $50 as soon as they become a consultant. You could offer to match that as long as they do it now. Jimmy has an expression. Do you have the vision to see this? Do you have the wisdom to understand this? And do you have the courage to pursue this? What if you achieved it? Just think of how that's going to feel and what you could do with the extra fund. No one else can do your push-ups for you. So stop focusing on the pain and focus on the gain. Get rid of the distractions during the next couple of weeks. Just focus on the reward. It's so worth it. Let your family know you're doing this. Stay plugged in now more than ever. And commit to the do. And for crying out loud, get to celebration. So 50% of your time should be spent enrolling, 30% training, 20% mentoring. The vast majority of enrollments are made by people who have been building their business with Isagenics for less than 6 months. Now, I'm out of breath, and I'm going to ask you all if there's anyone that wants to, you know, have a question or offer feedback, and I hope this is landing for you, and I hope it's helpful.
Lamar, my belief meter just went up several points. Thanks.
You're welcome. Say your name.
This is Carol.
Carol, and so you said your belief in yourself as a leader?
Well, I called it my belief meter. My beliefometer.
Yeah. This is all about belief. If you believe you can do this, you will do it. And don't be afraid of the failure either, okay? It's focusing on the belief that, darn it all, others can do it, I can do it too, and I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let myself down. Wonderful, Carol. I'm glad you had the courage to step out and say that. This is just the beginning. Who else?
Maura, it's Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
Great call. You say it in a very kind, but as Carolyn would say, pointy shoe type of way. And it just is a great call. I love your teaching.
Thank you, Barbie. And I want to see some results from all of you. I want to know that it's landed in a way that as soon as you get off this call today, you get focused on getting those connections handled. You make it happen. I don't care if you comb the phone book and you make an effort to pick up the phone and cold call someone, just to at least be able to say to yourselves, darn it all, I did it. And I know that you probably won't need to do that because you've probably got people that you can already think of that, yeah, you've been thinking about calling them and you just haven't done it yet.
Yes, very true.
Very good. Okay. Well, it's after the bottom of the hour. Now, unless there's anyone else that wants to step out, I'll wait a sec.
It's Charlotte. I just wanted to thank you for breaking it down into the how-to with the numbers, the daily numbers that will work in the next couple of weeks. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And go into the Start Here tab on isagenicsbusiness.com and really pour yourself into using everything that's there. So on that note, Kevin, I'm just going to double-check with you. Our trainer for tomorrow, is it Lori? Is it Sue? Who have we got?
Lori Clark will be on tap tomorrow, and then, of course, I'll be here Friday.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, everyone, have an incredible week, and I look forward to hearing your shares tomorrow. I want to be able to hear from people about what you did as a result of what Carolyn taught on Monday and Sue yesterday and me today. Okay? Have a wonderful day.